Thanksgiving is a time for family gatherings and family stories. This year, NPR's Lynn Neary is giving thanks that one unfinished story in her family is about to have an ending.
It's been a terrible year, really, a year of great personal sadness, watching my elderly parents fall into a steep decline, a year of collective tragedy that seems without end. And yet, in this Thanksgiving season, my family has been handed an extraordinary and most unexpected gift. It appears that my uncle, an uncle who was killed long before I was born, has been found. Or rather, his remains have been found, more than 50 years since his plane went down in a remote area of New Guinea at the tail end of World War II. Someone in the military contacted his sister and told her the story. Employees of a mining company were flying over New Guinea when they spotted the wreckage. When the American military finally went in, they found the remains of 8 men. Using the number found on the plane and the dog tags of the men, the Army made a preliminary identification. Now, using blood samples from family members, they're trying to make a DNA match so that each man's remains can be identified for burial. Once that is done, my uncle, so I am told, will have a funeral with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery. I plan to be there, even though I never really knew him. By the time I was born, his death was an accepted fact. There was a black and white photo of him looking dark and handsome, and there was one letter from him. It was long and funny and well written, and my sisters and I read it over and over, trying to imagine what he had been like, wishing he was still around, believing that he would have made our family's life ever so much more interesting. My father, who sometimes spoke with a dramatic flourish, used to say that Uncle Matt was a renegade Catholic because he married outside the church, a rarity for an Irish Catholic of his generation. The lovely woman who was his wife faithfully sent my sisters and me $5 every Christmas for years, a tradition that made us feel that Uncle Matt had made a wise choice. And I always clung to the idea that he was a renegade. That's how I imagined him, romantic, rebellious, intellectual, an adventurer who went off to war and never came back. He was mythological, a figure to hang so many fantasies on. And now they have found him and plan to bury him. And perhaps because he is a myth and not so real to me, I found myself thinking, why now, at this moment when so many people are desperate to find the remains of their loved ones at the World Trade Center, why did we suddenly hear that they had found his remains? Why is a death from so long ago coming back at a time when the deaths of so many pervade every moment of our day? It almost seems unfair. Why us and not them? But then I tell the story to a friend, and she says, it gives me so much hope. Hope for what? That prayers sometimes are answered, even after they are no longer being prayed? That the dead will be remembered, even by those who never knew them? That even in a bad year, there is something to be thankful for? So I will be there when they bury him, to honor him, and my father, and his sisters and brother, and the family they all once were, and the family we are now. And when they bury my uncle in Arlington Cemetery, it will also be an opportunity for me to honor all of those who have not been found.
Lynn Neary is a cultural reporter for NPR.